Ever find yourself hitting that track package button like obsessively after you order something online? I think we've all been there. But seriously, have you ever stopped and thought about the system that makes all that work? Like all those packages arriving on your doors. I mean, we're talking about logistics. And in that world, even something as simple as weighing trucks, it plays a massive role, and we're diving into that
It's a
today.
huge world.
The world of truck scales and all the tech that's making waves. We've got some excerpts today from Unlocking the Future, a comprehensive guide to remote monitoring of truck scales.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and our source really wants us to focus on just the facts here.
Hello.
So consider us your unbiased guides through this material. So just imagine you're suddenly in charge of a company that relies on trucks and you need to know like how this all works.
Yeah, crash course.
Yeah. So let's start with the basics. Like, what actually are these truck scales and why is accuracy such a big deal?
Okay, so think of truck scales as just giant platforms, but they have these incredibly sensitive sensors called load cells.
Okay.
And so when a truck drives onto this platform, the load cells measure the weight, and then that's displayed digitally. And you're right, accuracy is like the most important thing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine getting fined because your truck was just a tad over the limit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those fines can add up so quickly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and really impact your bottom line.
So it's not just about the rules, there's a financial incentive to be precise.
Absolutely. But it goes beyond avoiding fines, too.
Okay.
So properly distributing the weight across a truck can have a huge impact on your fuel efficiency.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It also reduces like wear and tear on the tires and just the truck itself.
Oh, so you don't have to replace them as often?
Yeah, so less maintenance headaches, and potentially you can extend the lifespan of your fleet.
Okay, so we're talking about saving money on like a bunch of different fronts now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see why this is more than just like a technicality.
Exactly. And this is where the limitations of traditional truck scales kind of become apparent.
Okay.
So, like, manually monitoring and recording data opens the door for human error and delays.
Right, someone's writing it down.
Exactly. And imagine a scenario where you have a misrecorded weight that leads to an overloaded truck.
Oh no.
Yeah, you could have damage to infrastructure or even worse, an accident.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
It's pretty serious.
So is that where this remote monitoring comes in?
You got it.
Okay.
It's like a superhero.
Okay.
So remote monitoring, it uses technology to keep an eye on your truck scales no matter where you are.
Constantly.
24/7.
Wow, so it's like a digital guardian angel for your whole operation.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued. How does it actually work? Is it like some crazy complicated system?
Not really.
Okay.
It's actually more straightforward than you think. So think of it as three key components working together. You got your smart sensors, IoT connectivity, and a cloud-based analytics platform.
Okay, break that down for me. What makes the sensor so smart?
Well, these sensors go beyond just measuring weight, okay?
Okay.
They can also detect temperature and pressure. So it gives you like a complete view of the scale's health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like having a doctor constantly monitoring your truck, scales, vital signs.
Okay, I like that analogy. So we've got all this data being collected. Where does it all go?
Okay, that's where that IoT connectivity comes in.
Okay.
So these sensors, they're connected to the internet, and they're constantly transmitting data to a central hub in the cloud. Think of it as like a live stream of information that's going from your scales to a secure online platform.
Okay, so it's not just sitting on the scale then.
No, it's all going up to the cloud.
So what happens when it gets to the cloud? Does somebody have to like sit there and analyze it all?
No, not at all. That's the magic of that cloud-based analytics platform.
Okay.
This platform, it acts as your data command center. It crunches numbers, it analyzes trends, and identifies any potential issues, all without you lifting a finger.
So you don't have to do anything.
No.
That's awesome. Okay, so we've got data flowing from the scales to the cloud being analyzed by this super smart platform, but how does that actually translate into something a business can use? What are they actually seeing?
Okay, so imagine like a dashboard
Okay.
that displays all the real-time weight readings, historical trends, and even alerts for potential problems. So you can see everything from the weight of individual trucks to the overall performance of all your scales, all in a really easy-to-understand format.
So it's like a bird's eye view of your entire operation with
Exactly.
all the crucial information right there.
Right there at your fingertips. And the best part is, all this data is securely stored in the cloud.
Okay.
So it's available for analysis, reporting, auditing, whenever you need it.
That's super convenient.
Yeah, no more digging through piles of paperwork or trying to decipher handwritten notes.
Oh, that's a relief. I can only imagine. I'm starting to see how this could be a game changer for businesses that rely on trucks.
Yeah.
But let's talk practicalities. How
Yeah.
does this remote monitoring system actually benefit a company's bottom line?
Okay, so imagine being able to identify a potential scale malfunction before it causes a major disruption.
No way.
With remote monitoring, you can proactively schedule maintenance, minimizing downtime, and avoiding those super costly repairs.
So it's like having a crystal ball that lets you see into the future.
Yeah, and prevent those problems before they even happen.
That's got to be huge for companies trying to stick to a tight schedule.
Absolutely. And remember those fines we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Remote monitoring helps ensure those accurate weight measurements
First.
and minimizes the risk of overloading and getting those penalties.
So we're talking saving money on maintenance, reducing the risk of fines, and potentially even like extending the life of the trucks themselves.
You got it.
So it's win-win-win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we're talking some serious cost savings and efficiency here, but I'm curious, is there any like hard data to back all this up?
Oh, yeah, there's tons.
Okay.
So our source material today actually includes two case studies that really highlight like the actual
Let's
benefits.
hear them.
All right, so the first one, it involves this big logistics company,
Okay.
and they were struggling with like frequent truck scale breakdowns.
Oh, I bet that's frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Imagine like your truck's just sitting there idle because a scale decides to stop working.
Yeah, that's not good.
Downtime was costing them a fortune, and their whole maintenance approach was like reactive and just inefficient.
Okay.
So they decided to partner with a scale maintenance company and implement a remote monitoring system.
Okay.
And the results were pretty amazing.
Okay, I gotta hear this. How much did they actually improve?
Their downtime was reduced by 40%.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so that translated to major cost savings
Yeah.
and like way better productivity.
Yeah.
So think about it. 40% less time wasted waiting for repairs, 40% more deliveries on time, 40% happier customers.
Yeah, everyone's happy.
Exactly.
Okay, those are some impressive results. And what about the maintenance cost? Did they see any improvement there?
And big time, their maintenance costs went down by 30% just by switching to a predictive model where they were only servicing equipment when it was actually needed.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no more guessing, no more unnecessary repairs, just targeted maintenance based on real-time data.
That's incredible. So they're saving time, saving money, keeping their trucks rolling. What's not
Yeah.
to love? What about the second case study? Was it a similar story?
The second one focuses on a manufacturing company.
Okay.
And they were dealing with a different problem, inconsistent weight measurements.
Oh,
So
okay.
this was messing with their inventory management, causing inaccurate shipments and leading to unhappy
Okay, I
customers.
see. So it's a ripple effect.
Yeah, they were basically playing a guessing game with their product weights, which is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, you got to be precise.
Absolutely. So how did remote monitoring help them?
Well, how?
They implemented a remote monitoring system, but with a really strong emphasis on accuracy and data analysis.
Okay.
So by constantly monitoring their scales and analyzing the data, they could pinpoint and eliminate those
It's
discrepancies.
all about the data. Okay, what was the impact? Did they manage to turn things around?
Yeah, their measurement accuracy went up by 25%.
Wow.
So no more costly errors,
Yeah.
happier customers.
That's amazing. And imagine the impact of reducing shipping errors by that
Yeah,
much.
it's huge.
Yeah.
Fewer returns, fewer complaints, smoother operation overall.
I'm sold this remote monitoring stuff. It's like a miracle cure for all these logistical
Yeah,
headaches.
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that there's a way to implement all this tech without breaking the bank.
Right. Yeah. Can you tell me more about that?
You're thinking about the PaaS approach.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah, PaaS, it stands for Product as a Service, and it's basically a subscription model for remote monitoring.
Okay.
Instead of buying and maintaining all the hardware and software, you can subscribe to a service that takes care of everything for you.
So, like leasing a car instead of buying it.
Yeah, exactly. You get all the benefits without the big upfront costs and the hassle of ownership.
That's pretty appealing, especially for companies that might be a little hesitant about that initial investment.
Exactly. With Pantest, you get access to the latest tech, you get continuous updates, expert support, all for a predictable monthly fee.
Okay.
So it's a great way to level the playing field and make remote monitoring accessible to all businesses.
Awesome. Okay. Let's say our listener is convinced and ready to dive in. What are the steps to actually implementing a remote monitoring system? Is it a complicated process?
No, not necessarily like any big project.
Yeah.
It needs careful planning and execution,
Okay.
but it's totally doable if you break it down into stages.
All right, what's stage one?
Assess your current situation.
Okay.
Take a good look at your existing truck scales. What kind of condition are they in? How are you managing your data now? What are your maintenance practices, your compliance processes?
So it's like taking inventory.
Yeah, understanding your starting point.
Before you jump into anything new.
Right. Once you have a clear picture, you can move on to setting goals.
Okay.
What do you want to achieve with remote monitoring? Less downtime, better accuracy, better compliance? Define those objectives. Set measurable KPIs.
So you can track your progress.
Exactly. You need a roadmap with specific goals to measure success.
Okay, that makes sense. What's next?
Time to find the right technology partner.
Oh, yeah.
There are a ton of providers out there.
Yeah, I bet.
Each with their own strengths and specialties. So do your research, compare solutions, and choose a partner who gets your industry and can tailor their offerings to your needs.
So this is where due diligence is crucial. You don't want to rush into anything.
Right. You're entrusting them with a critical part of your operation.
Yeah.
So choose a partner you trust with a good track record.
Okay. Once you've found the right partner, then what?
Integration. This is where you work together to incorporate that new system with your existing infrastructure.
So it all works together.
Exactly.
Mm.
It might involve migrating some data, connecting to other business systems, maybe even implementing a pilot program to test things out.
So you're making sure the new system works with your existing setup.
Yeah. You don't want any unnecessary disruptions.
Yeah.
The goal is a smooth transition where the tech enhances your workflow, not complicates it.
Right. And while all this is happening, don't forget the people.
Oh, yeah. The human element.
Your team's going to be using this system every day, so they need to be on board.
For sure.
What are some tips for making that a smooth transition for the team?
Communication and training are key.
Okay.
Clearly explain the benefits of the new system, provide thorough training on how to use it, and address any concerns right away.
So be upfront and honest.
Yeah. Remember, change can be scary for some people.
Yeah.
So make that transition smooth and supportive.
So create a culture where everyone understands the why and feels good about voicing their thoughts.
Exactly. When people feel like they're part of the process, they'll embrace the new tech and help make it a success.
And that brings us to another big thing, data security.
Ah, yes.
With all this information flying around, how do you make sure it's protected?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a big one. Data security is a top priority these days.
Absolutely. It should never be taken lightly.
Yeah.
So what are some of the safeguards in place?
Yeah, how do you protect this sensitive info?
First, you have to choose a tech partner who makes data security a top priority.
Right.
Look for things like encryption access controls, regular security audits, compliance with industry standards.
It's all about doing your homework.
Yeah, make sure your data is in safe hands.
Right. But even with the best security, there are always risks.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges companies might face when it comes to data security, and how can they overcome those?
Okay. One of the biggest challenges is that cyber threats are constantly evolving.
So you can't just set it and forget it.
No, you got to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So having a strong technology partner is key. They should be monitoring the threats, implementing the latest security patches, and addressing any vulnerabilities.
Okay, so it's constant vigilance.
Yeah, constant adaptation.
Another challenge I would imagine is making sure everyone in the organization understands their role in data security.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the IT department's job. It's everyone's responsibility from the top down.
So you need to create a culture of security awareness.
Yes, where everyone understands the importance of protecting data and follows the best practices.
And little things can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely. Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, being cautious about phishing emails. Those are all simple but effective.
So everyone has a role to play.
Exactly. And don't forget about data privacy.
Right.
Just because you can collect data doesn't mean you should.
Good point.
It's important to be mindful of privacy regulations, obtain proper consent, and only collect data that's necessary for your operations.
So being responsible and ethical.
Exactly. It's not just about the rules. It's about respecting people's privacy and building trust.
Well said. This has been an incredibly insightful conversation.
Been fun.
We've covered so much ground, from the technical stuff to the benefits, the challenges, and now this discussion about data security and privacy. I feel like we've really done a deep dive.
Me too.
But I'm always curious about what's next. What are some of the advancements on the horizon that are shaping the future of remote monitoring?
Oh, there's some really exciting things happening.
Okay, what's got you excited?
Oh, there's some really exciting things happening.
Okay, what's got you excited?
Well, one of the most exciting things, I think, is the integration of AI and machine learning.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Like, AI is everywhere these days.
It is. So imagine a system that not only collects data, but it learns from it.
Okay.
Constantly adapting and improving its insights.
So it's not just about monitoring, it's about using the data to make things better.
Exactly. These AI-powered systems can analyze patterns, identify potential issues before they even happen, and even suggest ways to, like, improve efficiency, reduce costs, and even minimize environmental impact.
So it's like having a virtual expert.
Yeah, basically.
That's constantly looking at everything.
Constantly learning and evolving and giving you personalized recommendations.
That's amazing. It's like taking all the knowledge of the best logistics people and putting it into a system.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What other advancements are you seeing out there?
Another area that's changing quickly is IoT connectivity. So as 5G and other next generation networks roll out, we're going to see even faster and more reliable data transmission.
So less lag time.
Yeah, basically instant alerts and even more responsive systems.
It's like shrinking the world, bringing everything closer together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as these systems get more connected and data-driven, cybersecurity becomes even more important.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're seeing a lot of innovation there with new security protocols and technologies to keep our data safe.
So it's like a constant arms race.
It is. You have to constantly adapt and stay ahead of the curve. But beyond these core advancements, there are some really cool trends emerging that could totally change how we think about logistics.
Okay, give me a sneak peek into the future. What's got you particularly excited?
One area I'm fascinated by is the potential of blockchain technology.
Oh, yeah. Blockchain.
For supply chain transparency and traceability, imagine a system where every step of a product's journey is recorded on this immutable blockchain.
Okay.
From raw materials to final delivery, this would create like an unbreakable chain of custody.
So it's like a digital fingerprint for every product.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ensuring authenticity, reducing fraud, increasing consumer trust.
That could be huge for so many industries.
Oh, yeah, like food and pharmaceuticals, where authenticity and traceability are so important.
Yeah, for sure. And it could have a big impact on sustainability, too.
Absolutely.
By having a transparent supply chain, companies can make sure that their products are sourced ethically,
yeah,
produced responsibly, and transported efficiently.
It's all connected.
So blockchain could help create a more sustainable and ethical supply chain.
And a more efficient one.
Which is something consumers really care about these days.
They do. And then there's this concept of digital twin technology.
Digital twin? What's that?
So imagine a virtual replica of your entire supply chain.
Oh, wow.
Where you can simulate different scenarios,
mm-hmm,
test new strategies, and optimize your operations in a risk-free environment.
So you can experiment without actually breaking anything.
Exactly. You can see what works best.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And by combining real-time data from those remote monitoring systems with digital twin tech, you can gain all these incredible insights into your supply chain.
I see.
You can identify bottlenecks, optimize routes, and even predict potential problems before they happen.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like the future of logistics is all about data connectivity and intelligence systems.
It is. It's about making smarter decisions and creating a more sustainable and resilient supply chain.
Well, I think we've successfully unpacked the world of remote truck scale monitoring.
We did it.
We've gone from the basics to the cutting edge and explored the tech, the benefits, the challenges, even the ethical considerations.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. To our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on the world of logistics. Remember, knowledge is power. And the more we understand about these systems, the better equipped we are to handle whatever comes next.
And as always, stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking questions, because the future is something we create together.
That's a wrap for the deep dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, keep diving deep.